Welcome to another episode of Etc. 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 podcast. I'm your girl P. Nicole. I hope this recording finds you happy and healthy. So guys, this is a ending of the road per to speak. This is an ending of season 4. I hope you enjoyed all the topics of season 4. We hit on a lot of different things this particular season. And my goal is to always go deeper, go higher, vibrate higher. I want you to think deeply. I want to provoke thought. I want to provoke change. I want to I want to give people a feeling of encouragement and it's an expiration. I want you to aspire to be greater for yourself. But I want you to aspire to be greater inward and outward. So not just on a success level of money and career, more so inward as well. Aspire to have a greater body, a greater mind, a greater spirit, if that makes sense. So we touched on a lot of different things in season 4. I always reflect. I always reflect on everything I do. I reflect on my life, chapters of my life, journeys of my life. I think season 4 was a really good season. We touched on money. We touched on the grid. We touched on emotion. We touched on helping each other. We touched on being strong through tough times, things like that. So I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. So with that being said, this will be the last episode for season 4. And, you know, I like to get right into it. So what I want to close out with for season 4 is the topic of respect. I want to discuss respect. Respect is real big for me. I believe this is a concept taught to you, hopefully at a very early age. Respect starts early, whether you realize it or not. When you're young and your parents teach you or your guardian teaches you, have respect for another human being. Be respectful toward adults. Be respectful towards your elders. It's taught very soon. If you have a guardian or a parent that believes in that. I'm noticing in the world we're in today, it's a lot of lack of respect. And we need to have respect for each other as a human being. You always want to keep yourself in position and think about, how would I like to be treated? Would I like for someone to do this to me? Would I like for somebody to handle me this way? In any event, you can stop and ask yourself that. And if the answer is no, then think about what you're doing in that moment. Another thing that's important to me, I was raised very old school. Respect for our elders. When you're out and about and you see elders in the grocery store or a mall, open the door for them. Be courteous to them. They lived a life that we haven't lived. They've been through things we haven't been through yet. They've seen things happen in this world that we didn't live through. So let's respect them. It's a blessing to have elders still on this earth. They come with so much wisdom and so much power. And I think we take that for granted and we need to stop. We really take that for granted. I love to see an older couple walking in a mall, or I love to see a older lady or man, you know, at the grocery store. Help when you see them. If you can hold that door, hold that door. If you can help out with their basket, help out with their basket. If you could put something on their groceries, put something on their groceries. It's a blessing to live to see 100 years and be on this Mother Earth, experiencing all those experiences, all those different chapters and journeys. That is a blessing. And I believe we really overlook it. And I'm just asking you again, I'm just provoking thought, giving something for you to think about. Let's have a little more respect for our elders. They've been through things that we haven't been through. They've seen things that we haven't seen. So let's not take that for granted. And sit and talk with elders. I've always been the type of person that would sit and talk to an elder. I learned so much. It never fails. This goes back to when I was younger, a teenager. I love to sit around older people and learn. You soak up so much knowledge if you're willing to listen. I gain so much of my knowledge just by sitting listening to older people. They the wisdom they can give you is unimaginable. Seriously, unimaginable. Spend time with elders. I challenge you to do that. Spend more time with elders. Get some of that wisdom. Get some of that good food, that mental food. It feeds your soul talking to them. There's something about it. Another thing about respect is respect for one another, just out and about. I mean, driving in cars, you know, if somebody's trying to get in, let them in. It's not gonna kill you. It's not gonna mess up your day. If they're trying to get in the lane, let them get in the lane. Instead of us going back and forth and you trying to hurry up and speed up and this one trying to hurry up and cut out. Listen, let's try to get to a place where we can live a life of harmony and peace, man. Harmony and peace. Life is hard enough. Don't add to the stressor by not respecting one another. I don't think it's necessary. So don't add to the stressor by not respecting one another. So if someone needs to jump into your lane and you got the space, just go ahead and let them do it. Don't let it frustrate you. You know, a lot of us suffer from road rage and we have to keep that in check. Please don't let it frustrate you. So let's have respect on the road. Let's have respect for one another. Just seeing each other out. It's a lot going on, but respect will carry you a long way. A long way. There's nothing wrong with holding that door for that person behind you. There's nothing wrong with saying good morning. There's nothing wrong with saying good afternoon. There's nothing wrong with saying, how can I help you? There's nothing wrong with telling that person at that sandwich shop, I appreciate you making my sandwich today. Thank you for that cup of coffee. I appreciate you. That goes a long way. Respect. Respect. And then the last thing about respect, respect for yourself. Have some respect for you. Now, I would assume most people know what that means, but I understand maybe some people might not. Having respect for you and how you present to the world. Ask yourself this. How do I present to the world every day? How do I show up? Do I show up grouchy, upset, disappointed, complaining, combative? How do you show up to the world every day? What would somebody else say if they asked, how does Keisha show up to the world? How does Ashley, how does Jim show up to the world? If you could sum it up in one word, what would you say? Would they say you're positive, enlightening, or would they say negative, disappointing, combative, rude? What would they say? So let's pay attention to how you show up into the world every day. Respect for your own body and your own temple. How do you treat your body? How have you been treating your body? Are you kind with it? Are you gentle with it? Are you mindful of what you put in it? Or is it just a garbage disposal? Just whatever goes, right? And you just flush it down. Just think about that for a minute. Are you mindful of how you treat your body? Your temple. You only give him one. Respect for your mind. How do you treat your mind? Are you respectful toward it? Do you feed your mind? The mind has to be fed too, just like the body does. Do you feed your mind? That could be with knowledge. That could be with education. That could be with information. But do you take time to feed it? Respect is big. And out of all the pointers that I made today, the biggest one to me is respect for yourself, because it's going to start with you and it'll end with you. So just contemplate on that a little bit. Pay attention to your surroundings, how you show up, how you deal with people. A lot of things that happens to us is just a reaction to something we put out in the universe. What we're getting back is only what we put out. So be mindful of what you put out. Do you want to put out positivity or do you want to put out negativity? It is your choice. We all have choice of free will. Never forget that. We all do. So how are you showing up in the world? Where is your place? Do you know your place? Have you figured it out? And if you haven't, that's fine. Life is a journey, always. I always say life is about different chapters, different chapters. I'm on a different chapter. You still can find your place. That's what you're here to do. But be mindful of how you show up. Be mindful that are you respecting yourself, your temple, your mind. And then in turn, if you're doing good with those things, that's what you'll put out to everybody else. So then, of course, you would be respectful of everybody else. If you're respecting yourself, your mind and body and temple, then that's what you'll put out. But think about if you're not, if you're showing up rude, if you're showing up disruptive. So what you think you're putting out into the world? We're all like little shocks, almost like a shock on your car or a shock that the EMT people use. I think about that. We're all balls of energy walking this earth. That's how I look at Mother Earth. All of us are balls of energy. So what spark are we putting out into the world? Is our spark dull? And soon as it releases, it dies off? Or you're the type of person that got a spark. Soon as it releases, it grows and grows and grows and gets more vibrant. What type of spark are you? Think about that. Respect. Respect for the world, respect for another human being, and most of all, respect for yourself. Short and sweet, because we're in and out of season, guys. Season 5, I'm totally excited about. More interviews, more thought-provoking topics. I got some stuff in store for you, season 5, a couple of changes, but all good, I promise, all good changes. So just be ready. Be ready and be open for season 5. I'm really trying to always go higher, always vibrate higher with each season, each episode. I'm your girl, P. Nicole. Follow me on all social platforms. And also, guys, I want to hear from you. You can leave questions now, comments through Spotify. Please reach out. I'm willing to hear anybody. Like I said, I love to hear people's stories. Reach out to me. My email is etcpodcast21@gmail.com. That's etcpodcast21@gmail.com. You can reach out to me there. Also, my Twitter. Please follow me on Twitter. It's etc_x3podcast. That's etc_x3podcast. Follow me there. My YouTube is etc. podcast. And my Facebook is etc. podcast. Very easy to find. My IG, because again, I want you guys to reach out on all social platforms, whichever one suits you. My IG is etcx3podcast. That's etcx3podcast. And again, the email is etcpodcast21@gmail.com. Reach out. We all need each other. You never know. You never know. Any resource I got that I can pass along, I'm all about sharing information. I don't mind. I look forward to sharing information. So let's help each other. Let's help each other grow and evolve. But again, I appreciate every listen I get, every share I get, every stream. I do not take anything for granted. Please know that, guys, I really appreciate it. This is therapeutic for me, and I hope it's therapeutic for you to listen. So I appreciate any share, any stream, any subscribe. I really do. But as we close out on season 4, remember, respect. It's your girl, P. Nicole. Peace.
I spark minds that shine their truth, provoking thought like Pac in the booth. I am woman, I am goddess, I am queen. Raising frequencies of high self-esteem. Self-love, self-worth, self-respect. My king I protect like in the game of chess. Yes, you tuned in to higher vibrations, etc., etc., etc. It's like a cosmic radio station. Tune in with intuition, no topic off limits, my intention. You leave healed and whole. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, P. Nicole.